The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals that you may not have even heard about. Prepare to have a whale of a time with this podcast, as it's all about the noteworthy narwhal, a creature that I've got a horn of plenty's worth of information about. So, without further ado, let's roll out the facts. Narwhals are cetaceans, which makes them related to many underwater mammals, such as dolphins, orcas, and whales. And like a good majority of cetaceans, these deep-sea unicorns are found in the freezing Arctic seas. And let's not forget what makes narwhals such a commotion in the ocean, that long tusk on top of its head. It's actually an enlarged spiral tooth that stretches out to nearly 10 feet. Exclusive to males, this cranium canine helps to settle disputes between other males and to attract females. It can also be used to detect changes in water temperature, thanks to the many nerve endings found within their sword-like tusk. And speaking of nerves, these wannabe swordfish are quite nervous animals and are shown to be a nervous wreck around things such as humans, loud noises, or stressful situations. This can have disastrous consequences, as when they're scared, their heart rate slows down to a measly 3-4 beats per minute, also known as cardiac freeze, which can leave a narwhal swimming with the fishes, well, in heaven, if they get too stressed out. Narwhals travel in pods like many ocean animals, in groups of around 2-10 members. Being incredibly social creatures, it's important to have numbers by their side, as it prevents them from getting stressed out and, well, you didn't forget what I said 30 seconds ago, did you? Anyways, with many members comes many mouths that need to be fed, and narwhals are no picky eaters, as they'll eat fish, squid, shrimp, and shellfish. But how do they find them? Well, similar to dolphins, these nourishment-needing narwhals use echolocation to find their meals on the ocean floor. No, they don't make shish kebab out of their prey using their tusks, but they do create a whirlpool-like suction from their mouths that sucks prey right in. And here's a breath of fresh air. Narwhals can hold their breath for up to 25 minutes. Very impressive considering that these creatures will dive over 6,000 feet below the water to scavenge for food. However, the narwhal is slowly becoming a victim of endangerment, with climate change, excessive use of fishing, and pollution playing a major role in the reduction of narwhal. As of now, they're ranked as least concern, but that could very much change if these issues are allowed to fester. Well, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it. So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.